they've really been able to be efficient and move the ball down the field. I think he does a great job, like we've said before, just his rhythm and timing and understanding of the offense and the scheme so well that, he puts balls in great spots and understands where his guys are going to be. He's a dynamic player, in the pocket, out of the pocket, creating things when stuff breaks down. So it'll be a challenge for us. We're working hard to make sure that we're right, our scheme's right. Everything that we're doing is in preparation to go out there and win on Sunday.
Earl, I know you weren't out there, obviously, for the 4-and-out last week at the goal line, but why do you think your defense has played so well in the red zone this year? You really have been stingy down there.
I think the main thing, our philosophy is defend every blade of grass. So, once we get down there, everything gets a little tighter. Run fits get a little tighter. The spacing in the back end for the pass game gets tighter. And then obviously Bobby's done a great job of, really studying that stuff and putting us in the best position. So, when we're out there, we're in position to make plays. And I feel like, in most of the situations that have come up so far, down there in the red zone, guys have stepped up and, really just made plays.
Are you home watching and pumping your fist when they got that 4-and-out there? That must be pretty good for you to watch.
Yeah, for sure. It was fun. Just seeing the energy, the effort, you could feel it, coming off the screen. So, it was really exciting and fun to see those guys fly around.
In particular, 3-yard line and in, you guys are number 2 in the league preventing touchdowns. What about this defense has been uniquely good at that particular situation?
I think it starts up front. The D-line getting knocked back, getting pushed. They've done an incredible job, even out in the field in short yardage situations, getting that push to where, the line of scrimmage is kind of getting displaced, and it allows us in the back end to run around free.
What about, go ahead, Nick. You talked about being a signal caller earlier. Like, what was it like not being there, hearing the call? I think it's the first time all year. Like, you were at the other 2 games you missed. What was it like just not being able to hear the call and be there?
Yeah, I mean, it was tough. Obviously stayed back for rehab purposes and to try to get, an extra day, extra 2 days of really just getting my ankle back to feeling right. But like I said, you could just feel the energy and the execution off the screen. I think, that was probably one of the best games that we've played defensively all year. So having the opportunity to watch that and, see kind of from a different perspective, it was fun. Obviously, you want to be there and be playing and be, kind of involved in everything. But to have the opportunity to just see the guys out there flying around making plays was fun.
What can you say about Bale and the job that he's done when you haven't been available? And even Joe getting in there and making the big hit on special teams too.
Yeah, Bale's played awesome. I think he's done a really good job just in the operation, flying around making plays and getting everybody set up in the right defense. And then, like you said, with Joe, I think – what's special about him is just the energy that he brings, whether he's up, whether he's down, when he's on the field, you feel him and he makes plays. So he's been awesome. He's a great, great dude, comes in here to work every day and, really out in detail. So it's fun to work with him.
Where did you watch the game?
I was just at my house. Yeah. I was at the house watching it, which was a weird feeling. but yeah, it was different.